Warning, this is Spoiler Based Podcast. If you have not seen 2007's Vacancy, do me a solid favor, pause this. Go watch it. Come back and join the conversation. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook, and Twitch at Colt45 Podcast. Today, Colt45 is powered by
WhiteCupENT.com. Come down to 7203 Navigation in H-Town and come grab you some, you greedy bitch! He was a child! Use the promo code CULT45 for 20% off your total purchase. WhiteCupENT.com. They fucks with us. And Comapalooza, the largest annual multi-genre comic book, science fiction, anime, gaming, and pop culture convention in the southern United States. Held at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, May 24th through the 26th. Featuring guests Holly Marie Combs, John Hitter, Rebecca Romaine, and John Cena!
Yeah, and as always, we're proud by you, our listeners, our fans, everyone who supports us on our Podbean, Hostap, all of our Patreons. This episode is brought to you by Rhodesia Blair, and without you guys, we wouldn't be shit.
This is Joey from the So Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
You are now listening to Cult 45, the only cult movie podcast that puts hair on your chest. So sit back, relax, pour up, and turn up.
Yeah, welcome to a uncomfortable episode of Code 45. I'm your host, Beaten Down. Today, I'm joined by, as always,
Random Randy Savage.
Guys, it's Patreon time, and Patreon time. Big shout out to Rhodesia Blair, longtime listener of ours, and she hit us with Vacancy. I thought it was gonna be Identity.
I thought so too.
I got my creepy hotel stories mixed up, and I was like, I don't remember Vacancy at all. Because 07 is around the time where I was not watching a lot of movies. Mm. I was couch surfing, living the dream.
Yeah. The good life.
Yeah, just watching a bunch of DVDs we already own and shit. But yeah, I've never seen this before. This will be my first time talking about this. Randy, what about you? Have you ever seen 2007's Vacancy?
No, I saw a trailer for it, and then I was like, meh, unless they have like a really good twist at the end, there's no reason I actually watch this movie.
See, I'm glad I went in blind because I feel like the trailer might have like kind of undercut this. Because like honestly, like I was curious what the reception was, and I was looking up on like, you know, Rotten Tomatoes. It's a meh.
It is a meh.
It's overall meh. And
I buy a meh.
I was kind of like, all right, this is interesting. Let me look into this and see, you know, what the fuck I'm gonna think about it when I watch it. Mm. And we about to tell you motherfuckers right here now on this thing. Hopefully everybody tuned in on this one. Don't kill us, Rhodesia. Don't murder our algorithm. honestly, though, shout out to Rhodesia for actually treating us right.
That's right.
You know, looking at you guys who pick Devil's Rejects and all this other shit. Jesus.
It happens. Like, every once in a while, we get, like, just straight dog shit. Yeah. Or we get like The Witch, and they're like, hey, that was actually kind of
fun. Yeah, that's a fun twist. Yeah, so like, no phone kicking or gas stomping this time, guys. So let's get it going. enter good old David and Amy Fox on a long road trip. We all been there, dog, you know. Infamous though, for black folks, though, we stay on that motherfucking interstate.
That is true.
We don't do back roads. There's a little town over here called Vida, Texas.
Yep.
That we know not to, because honestly, guys, hey, I'll put it this way, black folks, you want to start a horror movie with black people in it, drive to Vida when the sun's down, have fun. Don't for legal reasons. I gotta double back.
Don't do that even in 2020, in the year of our Lord 2024, the fucking future.
Yeah,
don't.
That goes for Jasper also, because like we like for my job, like I, you know, we dispatch people out and shit and yada yada yada, but like everyone eyebrow raised when they found out a black guy was being dispatched out to Jasper. Like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? You trying to start a murder?
So with that being said, like I'm like, hey, why are you off the beaten path? Like, this is in 07, so these niggas are map questing their shit, which is rough times.
That's right. They still have flip phones.
These niggas should have bought a Garmin, nigga.
They had the money.
So we get really decent shorthand on what type of people David and Amy are. Like, David sees a raccoon in the road, and he goes through hell and high water to actually avoid this raccoon, damn near killing them, when Amy is like, you could have just murdered it, it would have been fine.
I feel like you could have just honked the horn, it would have got out of the way.
I mean, pressing the brakes would have been fine. You don't have the Tokyo Drift out of the fucking way. Jesus Christ. Right out the gate, we know there is trouble in fucking paradise, though, because Amy, like, this first 30 minutes is interesting, right?
Yeah. I wrote down, man, this marriage counselor is really far away.
It was a weird intro to this movie. Does not match the overall vibe of this movie. Like, I get they were trying to, like, do a Alfred Hitchcock kind of, like, you know, pull, like, a Vertigo type of intro kind of feel.
Oh, but, yeah.
That shit does not match with the tone of this fucking movie.
No.
It should have went to like an 8mm intro. but the bitch said, I had a bad dream where you were strangling me. And my niggas David responds, said, well, at least you're thinking about me. David and Amy played by respectively Luke Wilson, the less popular Wilson brother, and Kate Beckinsale, who I'm not used to seeing not completely washed out and pale. And is it weird that I think the pale one's more attractive? Is that weird?
No.
I feel like that's weird.
Nah, it's
fine. I feel like for me, that's weird.
I think you're just into goth chicks, which is
I think I am.
Understandable. Yeah. Yeah.
That might be what it is. Okay. Shout out to Rhea Ripley.
yep.
And to the goths. So... Meanwhile, we learn that Amy ain't so smart because she's trying to cut a fucking apple in a car, bro.
It hurts her teeth, bro. And I was just like, this should have been done before you left.
Bro, first of all, David would have been good at Code 45 because, like, both me and Lovely in here were like, bitch, And he says what we said verbatim. Like, you think it would have been better just to bite into that shit? My teeth. Well, your fingers fucked now.
Well, yeah, but then it's about planning ahead, being more responsible ahead of time.
It goes for both of them. That's
what I'm saying. If you know it hurts your teeth and you cut it while you're eating it, just cut it beforehand. You were at your mom's place. Cut it there.
Yeah. Also, ask for directions. Please, God.
Right.
So their car starts fucking up and I'm like, oh, shit. He's hearing a little something, something, but then he's like, it gets really bad and it starts fucking up to the point where they got to go to this gas station and they're looking for somebody, but it's late at night, bro. And it's one of them. It's one of those gas stations that you always drive by when you're going out of town and you're like, nope. And you just keep going.
Yep.
Shout out to Bucky's, nigga, keeping me safe all my life, baby.
Well lit giant. No, it looks like a goddamn department store.
Yeah. Well lit giant, a fuck ton of people, the security, the staff cares about you. Like, yep. Nah.
They get paid to care.
I've never heard about a shooting at Bucky's yet. And
no.
when that happens, that's truly the sign of the end times. Fuck the mark of the beast, bro. If there's a gunfight at Bucky's, nigga, the world has ended.
That's too much. Yeah.
I won't be able to handle it. I'll be out there with candlelight visuals, fam. Upset. They bump into this friendly mechanic who scares the fuck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, hey, guys, I could take a quick look at it. Oh, you just got a little bin fan. No big deal. And he's like, he's trying to send them on their merry way. But he's like, also, yeah, you also fucked up because you're 30 miles past where the fuck you're supposed to go, you dumb fuck. And he gives the most vague directions because he's like, y'all want me to like follow you out? I'd have been like, yes, not knowing what's about to happen in the movie and shit. I'd be like, yeah, can you kind of lead the way, please? Because all the shit looks the same. This nigga said, when you see a grove of trees.
Grove of trees.
Bitch, there's trees everywhere. What does a grove of trees look like, nigga? I don't know. Do you know?
No.
Okay.
My guess is a big grouping of trees in the middle of a clearing.
What?
Yeah.
Sure. That's a forest. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We're doomed. Because every time I see a cluster of trees, nigga, like, you fucked us. I'm like, even Amy's face is like, nigga, that's not directions. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in deep shit. And he gives him $20 and the mechanic gives him a sparkler. And I'm like, huh, interesting. So they're having a good old time. They're driving back about 2 miles and that motherfucking truck doo-doos itself. I forgot to mention before, but so we get a little bit more sprinkling of what's wrong with this fucking marriage. A picture falls from the little overhead compartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you pull down the little sun visor, that's what it's called. Psh, Jesus. The picture falls down on her lap, and then you see a little baby. And earlier during this very icy ride together, a name Charlie popped up. And I'm thinking it's like some friend of theirs or some shit. It's the little baby.
Yep.
And we know that baby is all the way dead.
Yep. I was like, oh, that'll nuke a marriage real fast.
Yeah, it usually does in these movies. But like, because Amy just starts tearing the fuck up. And I was like, oh, dead baby. And of course, I was like, oops, somebody's fault. Because there's no way. Like, shit. Because what? Pet Sematary. No, that was the dad's fault. That was Lewis's fault.
That was the dad's fault.
Yeah.
That was.
And then he tripped.
Like, oh, 100% fuck. His fault.
Yeah. No, he, yeah. Also, but also, low key, the wife's fault too. It's like, can we not play near this shit? Yeah. Can we go further into the field? Moving on. They both were fucking around. They were making out all hard and shit. They both suck.
They were like, had one of the kids sitting by the tailpipe for like 3 minutes.
Just making out.
Just baby making out while one of the, like, the newest nostrils. Babies. Oh.
This baby's just glazed over, bro. I'm glad y'all are in love. Watch your babies.
Watch your damn kids.
Jesus Christ. So they start to argue, fam. And then the car breaks all the fuck way down. All the fuck way down. And they're just stuck. And it's like the choices are whack. Either wait for some other body just by chance to come see you or walk your goofy ass back to the gas station. Because there was actually a nearby hotel kind of sort of connected to the whole complex deal. Mm-hmm. So they reluctantly walk back, right? They keep fighting and they mention, because, like, you know, David is trying to mention Charlie. Amy don't want to talk about Charlie. And they are not okay.
Telling you, marriage counselor, probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea, because where they were coming from was like, really, guys, that's a stupid ass idea. We'll get to it.
Yeah,
we'll get to it. No one's at the fucking gas station, of course. You know what I'm saying? So they had to go back to the nearby hotel. This is where I'd have been like, you know what, no, because I'm trying to put myself in that position, because, you know, that's how you really get invested in these movies. I'm just like, all right, if I hear guttural chick screaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no rhythmic slaps along with it. Tis a murder, nigga. I don't want no part of it.
Yeah, that's a murder.
That's a murder. And if there's no like music in the background to illustrate that it's a horror movie, fam, I'm not buying it, bruh. I'm not buying it, bruh.
The odds of him watching that one movie with no music attached to it is astronomical.
It's still disturbing, because, like, why are you watching this by yourself late at night, bro? That's not the type of shit you put on when you're working by yourself.
You watch Ghostbusters. You watch Black Panther.
Yeah, straight up. You watch some feel-good shit, bro.
You watch Twisted Metal Season 1. It's actually really good. I finished it.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be damned. Okay. I'll fuck with it. So we get that boy... Mason, who's the manager. We've seen this dude before. He was in Pulp Fiction. He was one of those dumb assholes in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Does he look like a bitch?
Does he look like a bitch? And I think that's the most he's done that I've heard of.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I swear I've seen him in other things.
He looks like other people, too. He looks like one of the guys from Will and Grace.
Was he not the guy from Will and Grace?
No, he's not.
He's not the guy from Long Grace.
I rest my case. But yeah, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was watching a little movie. He pauses the horrific screaming.
Yeah.
He pauses the horrific screaming and shows the remote. I'm just like, I'm not convinced. I don't want it.
Oh, that's right. He was the bad cop in Luke Cage.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I did not put two and two together, fam. Interesting. So he's like, look, y'all can get a room, and they're arguing with each other over like what they could do. It's like, look, since you love the stars so much, David, you could lay on top of the fucking car out in the elements. And again, it's like, no, let's just get the little gross hotel. They got the honeymoon suite. It would have been $5 extra because they don't give a fuck. He's like, fuck it, I don't care, just take it. Fucking $5. Honestly, what amenity is so important to distinguish it as the honeymoon suite, but it's only $5? That's my question.
Power.
Toilet paper. You get to wipe your ass.
Oh, it's got. It's so not one ply. It's two ply.
So you can fuck. You don't have the doodle crumbs in your butt. It's
we added lube.
It's just a bottle of lube.
It's a bottle of lube.
Compliments of the hotel.
Why is there hair on it?
No, it's Buck's Vaseline.
Oh.
In case a little woman's a little dry, here you go.
Just in case,
fuck. He would be right at home here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. This is a nice establishment you got here.
I just got off shift from the hospital to come pick up my buddy.
Yeah, I'm just here to drop this rug off. Like, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a heavy rug. It is.
It is.
Gives it a little smack. Moving on. So they're reluctantly get a room. It's room number 4, bro. And it's fucking disgusting. Cause I didn't like how the manager goes back in the room and the screaming like resumes. I'm like, what movie is this? Which movie had a 17-minute screaming scene of a woman, bro? I don't want it.
I'm not done yet.
I'm sure Tom Six or whoever directed the Serbian film did it, but either way, I'm not trusting you. Even if I walk in there like, oh, it is a movie? What's the movie called? Serbian film? We need to go. It's time to leave. What are you watching? What was that movie? I Spit on Your Grave?
Yeah.
It's time to leave.
It's time to go.
It's time for me to go. Why aren't you watching porn, sir? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, what would be funnier is like, no, it's just Moana. That's what I'm watching. You guys remember the screaming scene in Moana?
Remember the scene? Remember seeing Moana where she screams for her fucking life?
You remember that scene?
It's the vulcan. Yeah. It's the giant crab. The giant crab's
giant crab scene
when he showed up. So,
nigga, that was a rock screaming.
Let me tell you something. This was a jump scare for me because she went to go turn on the light. It's the real roach, the mm-hmm. level 5 omega roach, the hissing roach, right on the light switch, bro. And I'm like, nigga, I swear to Christ, if I ever see that roach in real life, bro, I'm burning the entire establishment down, fam. It's not happening. Hey, turn on the sink. It's just doo-doo butter, baby, coming out the sink, dog. It's a bad time. And the fact that these niggas even laid in the bed, she's like, I'm not taking off my clothes. Laying in the bed. Bro, why would you think if the water's bad, what are they cleaning with?
Water. That water.
That
water's fine.
You know what's sad? Like, I looked at this hotel room for 2.5 seconds and I delineated exactly what the fucking plot was. I was like, they're filming snuff films in here, aren't they?
Just immediately goes to it.
I was like, oh no, like you got doodoo water, roaches, armored roaches in the fucking hotel. The room just seemed wrong. And I literally guessed the entire twist right out of the gate. And then I see him grab the tape. So I'm like, oh no. Oh no. Before he does that though, we find out that these motherfuckers are putting up a front because they actually are getting divorced because they've been bitching all movie.
Like, right.
The first 30 minutes, they've been going back and forth at each other. But it turns out they are going to get divorced. They got the papers almost on deck. They're on the way out. They're just putting on a brave face to celebrate her parents' like long ass fucking anniversary party, which is like, why would you do that?
Why would you go? Just tell them, like, that to yourself? I gotta work. She's gotta work. We got things to do.
No wonder y'all were fighting. Cause they're sitting here like professing their loves. You know, when I looked in your eyes, Mary Beth, I knew that you was the one for me back in 1962 when we were stomping out that black dude for walking in the front door.
And oh my God, I remember that time.
I remember that time. The gleam in your eyes when you were stomping out Leroy. The fact that they know his name makes it more disturbing for me. Anyway, but yeah, why would you do that to yourselves? Why would you do that to yourselves?
Because they want to try to make it work, but they have no idea how.
You already have to eat unseasoned like banquet food, nigga, and then you got to sit through that? Nah. Yep. So somebody starts banging on the fucking door. Like a lot. And it's like phone ringing and shit, and like nobody's answering the phone. Like they're getting fucked with. They're getting gang stalked, basically.
Yep. And I was like, at what point do you just, all right, we're definitely fighting someone.
Yeah, I mean, second knock is like, all right, so gear up, me ball my keys up in my fist, nigga. Like, we're fighting together. Like, I don't
know. I always wondered why my dad would take his gun whenever we went to like other places. This is why.
Now you know. Shout out to your dad for having a fucking pistol on him at all times. I need to, like, there are times where I'll be like, I should get a gun. There are times I shouldn't get a gun. Like, I feel like I don't want to have gun in my talk menu.
Right.
Because I know if I'm having a really bad day, that gun option is going to be shining bright red, fam. Like, just get
right. Just get the gun.
I'm sorry, sir. All we have is coleslaw for sides of Raisin Cane's. And I'm like, gun. I don't want to do that.
It's like the option for gun is like just right there. One more dial. Gun.
Or I'm at a green light, it just turns green and somebody honks, that gun option is going to just pop up. It's like,
wow. No, that's what I'm saying. He only brought it for long trips. And it's like, okay, makes sense.
Good on your pops, bro. So Dave is like, fuck this shit. He goes outside and starts like banging on the door, back on the next door. We're like, yo, what the fuck? He's ready. Nobody answers. Nothing's going on. We don't know what the fuck's going on, bro. So he goes to Mason and he's like, bruh, I don't know what the fuck's going on. There's a lot of banging and shit. I'm gonna need you to, like, is there somebody else here? He's like, no, you guys are the only guys here. Well, I'm gonna need you to do something, bro. He's like, well, sometimes we have some kids or some vagrants coming in and they be getting drunk and high and shit. And, you know, I'll shoot them away. He's like, well, can you get those guns off the fucking deal and help me? And then we cut to Mason just fucking around with the gun and shit. We know he ain't
gonna help. Not gonna help.
Don't smell the remote. If you have to smell the remote, David, it's been in somebody's, it's been inside someone. It's someone, in something.
No.
All the way to the hilt, to the part where the batteries come out, all the way in there. He grabs a blank tape. Also, look, you're two for two for bad decisions, right? You're smelling the remote. Clearly there's a scent.
The scent second. Of copper and butthole.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, smell iron. Don't just be grabbing blank tapes. Don't be grabbing blank tapes. There is a, if you ever been to Reddit's 50-50, nigga, it's the same thing.
Yep.
All right. You're either going to see some good old homemade porn or a motherfucking snuff film, nigga. Those are your options, or WrestleMania 20. Either way.
So three options.
It's three options, but it's
three options.
You better pray to God it's an old pay-per-view, nigga. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be something that you ain't got no goddamn business.
It's like, oh, wow, it's Hulk Hogan. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's Hulk Hogan. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something, brother.
What? He puts in the blank tape and it's a nigga being strung the fuck up. And I'm like, looks a little too real. That camera angle, that's not a standard movie that's, camera angle.
Yeah, that's not something you would do. Like, just no. Yeah.
It takes a hot minute. Cause like there's something about the Wilson brothers, that look of lost.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. Looks like really putting the screws to that guy. He's thinking it's an actual movie. He switches to that. I like how that one gets 2.5 seconds of play, but he puts in another tape where there's like several women screaming for their goddamn lives being attacked by like two dudes with a mask on and shit. Right. And, you know, Amy's like, hey, could you turn that shit down? It's disturbing. And he's just staring. And then I'm glad his survival instincts finally kicked in this moment. Cause my nigga's like, this room looks hella familiar. Mm-hmm. And he looks around and then everyone's looking around. This is rough. This is probably my favorite part of the movie though. Cause they're like, oh fuck. Cause one of them gets stabbed and dies where David's dumbass is like kneeling down on. Somebody gets stabbed on the bed, which stupid ass Amy is laying on inside the covers. And it clicks for all of them. They're like, oh no, we're in this murder snuff room, nigga. Oh shit. Oh shit. And then Amy has the nerve to play another tape. I'm like, what are you doing?
I just wanted to see.
Just to make it hit home more that they're in danger, they showed a married couple fucked. Yep. And then the lights start going in and out while the murder is happening. It's a nice touch. It's a nice touch. And then great shot of the killer already being in the fucking hotel room somehow. And you're like, nigga, how is that possible?
Nah, I was like, so there's a false wall right in one of these rooms. Like, why did... The first thing I'm looking for now is like, yeah, that's weird. We should go. Let's go.
I mean, it's a let's go after the door banging. Like, it's time to go. You got me fucked up. You want me to sleep, nigga? Well, take my chance to go in the wilderness.
I just stood up and just stayed up that entire night. That's what happened last time.
last time?
Yeah.
Randy?
All right.
What?
Last so it's time. Not in the middle of nowhere, uh-huh. but I was in Conroe at an Akana save, and yeah, basically this was like, I think the only reason I survived was because there wasn't Kate Beckinsale next to me, so there wasn't any reason to like kill us both. There's just like, we can't kill that guy. That's not a fun movie. Plus, I think he would probably just fight a lot.
Yeah, you're a big dude.
Yeah.
You're probably like, yeah.
You're but like, there was a...
You're like, yeah, the final boss for snuff films. It's like, I mean,
we could try. And I was like, no.
A lot of pent up.
You don't want to try.
Like, we might be giving him what he wants. Yeah.
I've been waiting. I just...
Justified
I waited.
Violence?
It's like, oh, yeah. I sit there by the door just like, well, if this is happening, it's just happening. Come on in.
I'm not going to lie to you. As a killer, I'd be like, nope. Nope. That's a villain origin story. If I've ever seen one, nigga, like, we're not going in there. Nope, because next new friend, he's going to have a white suit.
And then I got in trouble because I fell asleep the next day because I was up all night just watching the door.
That's just bullshit. Also, good on you, but you didn't even call me. Do we know each other?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This was like a couple, this was January.
What the fuck, Randy?
I've learned my lesson.
You had a horror story side quest this year.
Yeah.
Not even a phone call.
I felt like I told everyone else, and I was like, it's okay. It's not that bad. My black ass, I was like I really should have brought my gun. That's what I was like.
God damn it, Randy. All right, yeah, bring your gun next time, please.
I did.
Okay. Jesus Christ. So
I also, guys, when you pay $50 for a hotel room, don't expect a lot.
Nigga, you got what you paid for.
Yeah. Horror movie.
There's no room $50 that's not covered in like sin, nigga. It's not gonna happen. Like Randy did, they panic, try to figure out what the fuck are their options or what to do. Jesus Christ, Randy. I'm so
I didn't panic.
I'm still pissed at you, bro.
I got my steel toe boots on and I was like, all right, then we're gonna fight.
Jesus Christ, bro. You just amped up all night. Anyway, they see the apple that this dumb bitch cut herself on the fucking sink. And it's like, all right, so they know where my car is. We're in danger, for real, for real. And they're freaking the fuck out. They don't know what to do.
As you do.
And they there's only one real phone, and it's out on a phone booth outside. And like, they're trying to like figure out, okay, well, maybe the back way is a good option. It's nailed shut. And it's one of those small, tiny bathroom windows that you always see in horror movies where you can't do shit with that.
Right. You're not really getting out of there.
No. All right. Anya Taylor-Joy might be the only person that can get out of there, and a baby.
That's true.
The ghost of Charlie is the only one that can get out of that fucking room. So, they're trying to go outside real quick to kind of see what's going on, but the killer's chasing them back in the fucking house. That's terrifying. And she dropped her cell phone, of course. Of course.
Of course she did.
Of course she did. So he's going to try for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes outside and he makes it. And we get a replay of the Matrix. He's on the phone and he's like, oh my gosh, shit's fucked up. Where are you? Where are you located? Oh, I don't fucking know. The Pinewoods Hotel. Look it up, bitch. And he's like, psych, it's me. You're going to die. They drive his own car at him, working in perfect condition, right through the fucking phone booth. Damn, they're killing this guy. They drive, I mean, they literally chase his ass back into the fucking room, bro. It's brutal. I appreciate them making a knife weapon out of mirrors immediately.
As you do.
I was like, yeah, good on you. Like, I was worried that he wouldn't have a big enough piece. I thought that was going to be the joke. Like, he'll break it and then just be nothing.
It's like a little bitty baby thing.
Well, no, he got a pretty good size shard. I was like, all right, babe, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. We cut to Mason pulling a fucking saw. He's just watching the whole thing unfold, bro. He's into it. He's hard as Chinese arithmetic, as one would say. This is rough, though. So, like, like, what do you do, right? Because, like, you're officially trapped.
Right.
There's nowhere to go. Your only source material for survival are a collection of snuff films. And my nigga decides to review tape.
I mean, he's not wrong.
That's rough. That's still rough. He's not wrong, but god damn, dog.
You have to, if you want to survive, you have to figure out what everyone else did and what they did wrong.
You got to watch umpteenth amount of innocent individuals get murdered, and you got to figure out where they fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, it's unfortunate because he's looking at, like, a football coach looking over game film. See, that's where he missed your block.
See right there? Now, where's the coverage? Where's the coverage?
Fucking, like, Amy falls asleep. She's like, you let me fall asleep. I respect that. She's bad. He's like, bitch. He's like, but you had Ambien and Prozac, bitch. Like just.
It's like, you were drugged. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, just nothing I can do about that. But he's like, check it. He's like, look at the tape. So, like, as you can always see, everyone's barricaded in. But somehow, some way, this fucking guy gets him. How? Like, there has to be, like, a trap door or some kind of something going on somewhere. I got to figure it out. So he checks the shower, right? And he's ready to steal off on somebody. Nobody's in there. And he tries to put the shower thing back up from earlier when he tried to, like, conventionally punch somebody in the face. And he steps down and he feels there's a trap door on the floor. And he's like, oh, shit. He opens it. And I'm like, oh, God. I don't know if I would have opened it. But a trucker pulls up.
Mm.
And I appreciate them not trusting anything they see. It kind of bites them in the ass a little bit later. But, like, you got to be careful. So they see the trucker and they're like, he might be part of it. He might not be. He is a trucker.
It's like everyone's a criminal.
So they're banging on the window and shit because they're thinking he's in danger because, like, they're trying to get him to come over that way. We see the two killers, like, come out of the shadows. You're like, oh, the trucker's going to get his throat slit. And no, fucking trucker's there to buy him a collection. He bought the box set.
Mm.
And I'm like,
because it's Tuesday, he's trying to pick up the new releases.
Jesus Christ. And I'm like, ew. So they decide to crawl through the tunnels while they're distracted. And I'm trying to figure out if they went the wrong way at one time because it was a sea of rats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, that's a rough one. That's a rough one. But they reach the control center where there's another video playing of an old, poor old man just pleading for his life. You could have been my son. That's not a good enough thing to make somebody slow down killing you, sadly.
No.
But that was a nice try. Then we hear him get murdered. It's, oh, Jesus, my ribs.
No, and, not my gumdrop buttons.
Oh, I feel sad. Such an adorable thing for a nigga to say as he
died. He died.
Oh, I feel like trash. I'm like, oh no. So I'm back. So they're in the manager's office, right?
Mm.
And she calls 911, but of course, as soon as she gets like, hello, she has to dip because they're all coming back. They're all coming back and they gotta fucking hide. Right. And she left the fucking phone off the hook and Mason sees it and there's a full on panic. And of course unfortunately there's nowhere for them to hide in the office. So they had to go back in the fucking tunnels. So now we're getting a full on chase.
That don't make any sense to me.
What do you mean?
I feel like there wasn't, like, cause they're so focused on the phone. No one ever looks behind the door.
I mean, it's a dice roll regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is a dice roll, but it's like, I would have made them think I was down in the hatch and then like,
they got smart later, but
yeah.
So when they get back into the gas station hole, cause they went because there was like an immediate left they could have took in the first time they jumped in there. So they take a right this time, mm-hmm. and they make it to the gas station where there's a trap door, and they put a fucking giant desk on top of it, as they should. And they're trying to regroup, but at this point, Amy's barbacoa, she's falling apart.
Yep.
She's falling apart.
Like this. My brother's still out there.
Barbara, her name is close to barbacoa for a reason. She is the worst. The absolute.
You need to go back out there.
The no, most liability of liabilities in any movie in the history of movies is fucking Barbara from the Night of the Living Dead. She was worthless. Yep. She had to get slapped to sleep. And even when she came to, still garbage.
Still garbage.
Still absolute trash. So she, as she's falling apart, like she, you know, Charlie comes up. She's like, look, I'm sorry for being a bitch right now. But also like, you know, cause I like, he's like, I'm sorry. I went off the interstate. She's like, yeah, that's not why I'm saying I'm sorry. Like you are. So fucked that, up,
yeah.
You did fuck that up, but I'm apologizing for being bitchy. And also for Charlie, I left the gate up and I turned our kid into a human slinky. And, yeah, so he fell down the stairs. That's how Charlie went out, and that's unfortunate. So they kiss.
Oh, is that how it happened? I thought he. Oh.
Yeah, he took a rough spill.
Oh.
Took a rough one.
I thought he may have drowned in a pool or something.
That sucks too. God, that sucks. Both of them suck.
I was like, that seems more reasonable to me that it's something that. A mistake that was made, and then like knowing him, he tried to save his own kid but then failed.
No, she didn't put the gate on the stairs and he just went boom 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 boom.
Oh.
Yep. So they promise each other like they'll try to like swipe the slate clean if they can survive this, right?
Yeah.
And a cop pulls up, but they are understandably paranoid.
As you should be.
Because I'll be like,
First of all, it's someone new who's coming in. But second of all, it's a cop.
Yeah. So like the cop is an older dude and you know he's good as dead. Like I feel like this is the archetype, body type, face type of a cop that's not going to make it far.
Nope.
Old dude, balding like a motherfucker. Not his cardio's trash. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
And, He wants to check out the rooms. He's like, look, I know I got a call. I know it's probably some bullshit, but I still want to look through stuff. And Mason's trying to like fuck around like he can't find the key. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll be right back with the key. Cop doing actual cop work just tries the door himself.
He got bored. He's like, huh.
Oh, goes that's right open. The fuck in. And then the cop goes through door three and he goes into like hotel number four where our heroes are at. He sees all the shit he needs to see. There's broken glass, a little bit of shit of a kerfuffle, but then he sees the goddamn snuff films and he immediately clocks the room because just like I did.
Yeah.
This is a snuff film setting if I ever saw one. I'm always peeping the scene. Dude, I remember I told you about that one Dollar Cinema that closed down that looked like they filmed snuff films and that motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
Like I be looking. So he sees it, he flips out, and he immediately gets his fucking gun, bro. And like the cop is trying to go get like backup, but then they're like, oh no, he looks scared, Amy and David said. They're like, let's run to him now. They run to him, cop pulls a gun on them, like, oh!
But he can see them clearly in the darkness, so he doesn't just immediately start shooting.
Yeah, shout out to him for not just, you know, opening fire on the woman first.
Yeah.
And he realizes what's going on, he's like, get in the car. Unfortunately, car is already disabled. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Fuck. And then he goes out to check the fucking front and opens the hood. And I'm like, oh, we can't see him. Oh, fuck. We let the hood down. One of the killers is behind him and they get to stabbing him in his big back. And he's dead. I felt bad for that, bro.
No.
The cop was like the one shining little moment of hope, bro. And they yanked that shit away. Mason talking mad shit. He wouldn't have died.
It's like, you had to get him involved, huh? You had to get him involved.
Now you might as well stab him in the back yourself. I was like, bro, chill out. David finally like starts thinking quick because they're inside the room and he's like, he busts out the window. He's like, look, there's a little area in the ceiling you can hide. You hide there. I'm gonna make him think you ran out the back. I'm gonna try from the front door. Unfortunately, the sacrifice play is probably the most logical thing you can do.
I mean, it makes the most sense.
It makes the unfortunate most sense.
I don't, but like the other thing about it is the top of the toilet is still there. That's a big ass heavy object.
Yo, that weapon has ended many a movie.
Right there. There.
That is your Mjolnir. Top of that toilet tank, baby.
Guys, if it doesn't have one, take the toilet seat. Works just as well.
Yeah. There's many things you can use.
I was like,
a drawer.
I'll pull a drawer
out and bust them in the dome. It ain't going to be a fair fight.
It's not going to be a fair fight, especially if I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah, I'm fighting like a man.
And you know how many ways I know how to kill a person.
Yes. I worry about you, bro. So Dave was like, I'm going to go for the gun in the office. All right. I love you. I'm like, uh-oh.
No.
This is one of those. He cracks the door open. Coast seems to be clear. He opens the door. It's the same. It's the purge all over again.
Yeah.
But thank Christ. I held out hope. Cause I was like, it's a regular standard size Rambo knife.
It's just a little bitty knife. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a knife. It's not Excalibur.
Machete.
It's not the Green Destiny. Fucking sandwich, bro. It was a basic knife, so I was like, maybe. But the misdirection works. But unfortunately, our boy David goes down hard, and like, of course, Mason hard as a rock with the little handy cam. Like, yeah, look in the camera and die. But the misdirection works, and then my blackness came out because you know. Subtitles and you know, Kate Beckinsale making noises. I'm like, shut up, bitch! I came out. Shut the fuck up! Like I was, bro. She was. Mason thinks he hears something, but he tells them to go split up and try to find her out in the middle of nowhere, right? So Amy has a rifle breakdown because her husband just got murdered in front of her, and basically died for her. So now she's two men in her life are down.
Mm-hmm.
Her baby went slinky down the stairs, and her husband got stabbed outside the fucking hotel room of a snuff film. Sorry. Jeez. I'm just stating facts. That's why she's crying.
Rough gig. It's a rough life.
It's a rough time. Rough time in the city. Daylight comes, and Amy comes down because she's like, all right, I think we're safe. And she walks over her dead husband, and we realize the killer's been waiting in the room just in case. And I'm like, that sucks. That's unfortunate. But it'd been really funny if like you saw her like kind of dangle her feet down and like drop, and then she just gets stabbed in the kidney. That would have been wet. So she's running for her life. She tries to get to the car to dip out because the car does work because they threw a little screwdriver in there and like basically carjacked the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to peel off, but the killer jumps in through the fucking sunroof. And Amy's like, fuck it.
I got nothing else left for now.
Shout out to the set designers, because this was not an actual location.
Oh.
They built this set.
So they can just that makes sense. So they can trash it.
Absolutely. I love how like the director felt like he had to take a shower, even though he was in like a completely clean set that was made to look dirty.
I made this. Why do I feel
so filthy? A little fun behind the scenes shit. There's some real hatred between Amy and David behind the scenes. Kate Beckinsale and Luke Wilson weren't really cool. Luke Wilson will show up late and hungover to every part.
Oh.
And for like the, you know, for the sides where you have to like do the line read and like somebody has the back of their head to the camera,
right.
He refused to do it. So he had a stand in do it. So Kate, out of spite, had a picture of her with a note on it saying like, yeah, this is probably better for the both of us if you act to this.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they didn't like each other much, so it worked out. Amy says, fuck it, I got an asshole in my moonroof, I got a bitch nigga in front of me that stabbed my husband most likely, and she just flies into the room and just murders this nigga, hits this nigga against the wall. You could really see that the guy that got hit by the car was disappointed in himself for not rolling out in time. He like he rage quit his life.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I didn't dodge in time. I was like,
why would you stand there?
He did a slow Dark Souls roll that didn't work, and he just got ate up by the car. I just like how he bangs on the hood like, fuck, fucked up. And we realize it's the bitch-ass mechanic. The nigga on the moonroof, he's dead. Like, his spinal cord was wide open for just cracking and snapping. He's done. Both killers killed in one move, bro. Two birds, one stone. Shout out to Amy. So Mason's pissed because he lost two of his homies. And Amy gets a hammer in the office, fam. And wait, what? Did she get a hammer? Am I talking to code for a gun? Okay.
No, she got a hammer.
What's she do with a hammer? She just traded
it. She lost it almost immediately.
Okay. I'm like, looking at my notes like, wait, what?
Because she goes to the office. She's trying to find another weapon. She finds a hammer. And then the ding of the hotel door happens. And she's like, all right. Instead of having him come to the door and waiting for him to make that move and then bash his head in with a hammer, she goes out there looking for him as he waits for her to choke a bitch.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. He's choking out with the fucking phone cord, and they get to scrapping, bro. But unfortunately, Mason's a creepy, intel-y dude, so he had a lot of backed up, pent up rage against women, and he was able to beat her up as he always dreamed and imagined. And she's not doing too good. So he tries to get his camera shot. Once again, probably standing in full salute, and she kicked him in his stiff dick from the wrong angle, and it shuts him down. He had it coming.
Right now.
He had it coming. She grabs one of the guns, and like, it's a, I think it's a, somebody in the trivia got real like in the weeds with like how guns work.
Mm-hmm.
But she like fucks up because she doesn't pull the hammer back when she like pulls the trigger. But she gets the gun to act right because it's a Colt 45 pistol. Oh, snap.
Oh,
woo. And she gut shots the fuck out of Mason, bro. Like, all gut. Like, he's fucked. Even if he were like able to crawl around, like, he's gonna die of sepsis, bro. He's in bad shape. I still would have shot that nigga in the face.
At least twice. Two more times.
One in each eye.
One in the head for sure, and then one in the dick.
Yeah. I'm going pure inside on that one. Like, inside playbook. Like,
Yep.
Gooch and face.
Gooch and face.
So like, she wins. Shout out to Amy. And I'm like, man, this is brutal. And then she goes to go look at her dead husband who's fucking alive. And I'm like, man, we've watched so many movies where this wouldn't end so well.
I'm surprised she didn't just start walking down the street waiting for someone to come like pick her up hitchhiker style.
Basically, but no.
And then be like, no, I was coming back to the hotel. I'm the fourth guy. I was bringing burgers for everyone.
You know what? Only person who gets the anti-grizzly, because she gets the phone call. Like, this is where I was shot the nigga in the back of the head just for good measure, because it was like a little tense moment. She gets the phone wire that she was getting choked out with to replug the phone back up to call cops to come help and get like an ambulance out to help her husband.
Right.
Alive. And the guy is like, we already sent a cop out there. Well, where is that nigga?
It's like, listen, you mean to tell me you sent a cop out there and he didn't respond back within like 6 hours and no one sent another one?
Nobody cared. Nobody.
Nobody cared enough to be like,
go fuck yourself.
Cops been missing for like at least 6 hours now.
When was that normal? Like, yeah, we already sent a cop. Well, where is that nigga at, bro?
Right.
Either way. Movie ends and they go right back to the dumbass intro music, which just does not match a single thing we saw today. And the end. I was like, poor choice of music and intro. What the fuck? It's like somebody didn't know what Vacancy was about. They probably thought they were doing the intro for Identity. And they're like, probably what?
But even then, I would not make that the intro to Identity. I would make it like, if we were doing a heist movie, then this would be like, that would be the intro.
It did have the feel of a heist movie.
Yeah.
And somebody just was really excited because they'd never had Adobe before. And they just,
I'm making a heist movie.
They didn't give a fuck.
It's called Vacancy for some reason.
They didn't read the notes. They didn't read the notes at all.
Like, oh, they got their wires crossed and it's like, I'm going to put the red like lipstick color like 80s thing for Red Dawn and we're gonna have heist movie for Vacancy.
I forgot Red Dawn was weird. That was a weird one.
And then Ghost Ship is going to have the big old glittery shit.
Yeah, Ghost Ship did have the Love Boat type of... Yeah, what the fuck?
It's like, you have got to start reading the fucking blurb.
Just, yeah, at least ask for the back. What's going to be on the back of the DVD so you can figure out what the
just fuck? Just like the first, what's the log line of this movie?
Even the first 30 minutes didn't match that intro shit, bro. Either way, whatever. No. Dumb decisions were made, but that's the movie. It's tally time, guys. Let's find out how many people were, actually horrifically murdered in this snuff film. Let's get to our body count.
That body count. That body count.
So the movie was kind enough to have a list of snuff victims. Oof. So I added those people. So 13 dead.
Ugh, that's a lot, because this was a pretty quick movie.
Yep.
But yeah, 13 fucking dead. You know what? Let's go to our segment that is called Skin Deep. I'm not counting these.
Nope.
I'm not counting these.
These are distressed.
We don't like we don't talk about titties and duress, bro. We don't do it. We don't count these. And like, I'm not counting them. I'm just that should not be your jam. If it is, I need you to unsubscribe.
Please. Fuck off. Fuck
off. Or you know what? No. Let us know and then come find us so we can beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Thoroughly. We're due. Justified violence.
Justified violence.
Yeah, I'm not counting the goddamn thing. Fuck all that. Let's talk about our favorite character. Who was our shining star? Let's talk about our Joe Guzzi Award recipients.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
Running around a savage. Who the fuck was Joe Grizzly?
I guess I went with the cop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I went with the cop.
I'm gonna go with the cop too, because like he did try.
He did his best.
He did the best he could. He unfortunately should have asked somebody to watch his back as he checked the car, but like he was in a bad spot. But he did his
budget cuts. That's what happened. Budget cuts.
But he pulled the gun out in the room by himself when he saw the video. He was like,
that's fucked up.
Like, oh no. No, 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 no.
No, who the fuck? Who would do such a thing?
He put everything together way faster than Amy and David did. And that's two brains. Two fucking whole ass brains. So shout out to the poor bastard cop just got fucking.
Well, he was already in a paranoid kind of mood because, you know, he got done with his training about the warrior way. And so he's like,
he was ready, but he didn't gun down the two people who were asking for help. So good on you, bro. It's final verdict time, guys. Knee pads or slippers. What that means is we truly enjoy this movie. We get a maximum of two knee pads. We fall to the worship position, given the movie is just due. Or we think this is a continental breakfast of ass. We give it two hater slippers and we slide them on. And yeah, just have a international snuff film ring. Like, there's nothing else. Like, this can't top that.
No, you're the worst.
You're a horrible person.
You're a horrible person.
Run a runny savage, knee pads and slippers.
And your movies suck. Let's see. Yeah, two hater slippers.
Really?
Two. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go with two.
Really?
Cause like, I don't know why, but I expected a point or a bigger twist, or like there was a part of me that was like, if this is all just one big fucking extreme therapy session,
that would have been crazy.
That would have been insane.
But I feel like that movie would have came out in 2012.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, because like I kept in mind what year this movie came out. So, but yeah, if that movie would have came out now, that would have been the twist. Like once they survived the whole thing, then the therapist would have came out.
Excellent. You guys are finally healed and you are not ready to live.
You guys do care about each other. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, no,
it'll be
every one of those people were actors. We made this whole thing up.
Yeah. We did this whole thing to make sure
because you weren't as good as you thought you were. Your mom and dad knew about this and they set this up.
Jesus. Ultimate punked.
You guys have been punked by us.
No, but like, if you think about it, it was a slow burn for 30 minutes. Like this is still like a, you know, a tight buck 30 more or less.
I just like, I don't know. I wanted, I wanted it to mean something, or them to, because I feel like they haven't learned anything. Nothing has changed. They learned like what? That they should be more cautious of drifters.
Well, no, they learned that they need to be more understanding to each other. Like they're unfortunately, this was the best marriage counseling they could have. Like this,
I know.
This is the moment they needed the threat of death to snap out of it, because their sin was not properly dealing with their particular situation that put them in that situation in the first place, where old girl would have had to like abuse, you know, her medication to like just sleep and not talk to this nigga, and him being, you know, bullheaded enough to like, you know, just try to power through shit and force things along. You know, like the sin was them not being good at marriage. Mm. That was their sin. Like being trash at marriage, and then like they finally start kind of working together and like doing the things they need to do. Like it's still like I wouldn't hate a slip of this. I'm gonna give it one knee pad, because it was still like it did what it needed to do, and I was concerned for the safety of both characters, and I was kind of invested for the most part. And like,
I'm never gonna watch this again for sure.
I'm not either.
And I didn't like meh was like meh, but as I got to the end, I was like,
it's a meh movie, but it's a positive meh movie. And I feel like if I would have saw it back in 07, it would have hit me a little bit harder than, because dude, we've been through a lot, Randy.
That's true, but like,
you've been through so much, Randy.
I feel like there should have been more. At least the kills would have been more graphic and interesting.
I needed a nice ending at the end. Like after Inside, I needed, because remember The Strangers?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah, The Strangers just spits in your face. It's like this, but like there's no good outcome. Oh. At all. It's low-key the Sharon Tate story, but not. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I needed a happy ending at the end. So like, I'm gonna give it one knee pad, because thanks for DJ. I needed a break. I didn't want to leave out of here sad, bro.
I didn't want to be sad, but I was like, I feel like him surviving almost was like a cop out.
It was. It absolutely was. Like I'm pretty sure the original one didn't test well. I was trying to do research to see if there was like a foreign version of this where it just ends horribly.
Yeah, where she just like she just finds like another drifter shows up and is like, "What did you do? What did you do to my boys?" And then she dies.
Yeah, basically. Them was my boys.
My beautiful boys.
My boys. But yeah, that's Vacancy, guys. Shout out to our Patreon for supporting us. Guys, it's only $3 a month. If you ever want to get your little 2 cents in, because we do a lottery where everyone who, because honestly, we've been blessed enough to have so many Patreons to where like it's kind of a slog getting through all this shit. So thank you guys for that. God bless you guys for that. I expected like 10 Patreons. So I'm like, oh, this will be easy.
We're at 96, and it's taken us years to even get through one fucking run through all the Patreons.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for that. We really appreciate you guys. But yeah, like, we're going to charge $3 a month. We try to keep it small as possible. You get Patreon episodes where you'd see us on video talking about current movies. So hit us up on patreon.com/cult45podcast. The same shit for everything else, guys. But what the fuck are we doing next week, Rando?
Yep. Yeah, let's see. I guess it kind of ties in, but we're not really. We're doing Mad Max Fury Road.
Fuck yeah. Because Furiosa's coming out, baby. All right.
Furiosa's coming out.
I hope you guys like milk. We'll see you motherfuckers next week.